You promoted several Ozzy Osbourne concerts. So what was it like dealing with Ozzy Osbourne in person?
I honestly, when I heard that he had passed, it really hit me because he was such a nice guy and he had a great sense of humor. I mean, he really did. I mean, he was constantly laughing. I don't know if you ever saw their TV show, but him and Sharon were just like that. I mean, they were always, you know, she was a tough manager. She managed for him. I knew her when she was Sharon Arden. Her dad was a big record producer. But Ozzy, he was something. We had, the concert we had was a few days right after that bat-biting incident. So everybody was going crazy. They said he should cancel the concert. Jimmy Griffin was the mayor at the time, and he called me and said, the SPCA is all over him. He said, can you just humor them and take a few of them backstage to meet Ozzy and to see if everything is okay? I said, sure. And when I told Ozzy about it, he had said, oh, perfect. He goes, oh, I'll be in the dressing room. And they always travel with those little dogs. So he had yelled out to Sharon, Sharon, bring me the dogs. Eddie thinks it's a good idea. And she said, Eddie's a lot like you. He's an idiot. So he had the two little dogs on his lap. They just wanted to get autographs and everything. But everything, the first thing I think of, and I see a lot of people are sharing it, is his sense of humor. He was a super guy. I really liked him. And we did him during that Blizzard of Oz tour. We also did him. I was with Jerry Nathan Festival before Harvey Corky and Tice, and we did Black Sabbath several times. So I got to know him good, and I met him a couple times up in Toronto for concerts up there. But he was a sweetheart.
It sounds like the backstage persona didn't match the onstage persona.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that he kind of gave that away with his TV show, too. You saw the real Ozzy there. But the Prince of Darkness thing was not in my eyes. He was like I said, he was a sweetheart. He'd probably hate being called that, but he was a sweetheart.
What memories did you have with Ozzy, that drama? Did he ever share with you whether that was a real bat that he bit the head off or a toy bat? Did he ever share that with you?
Yes. Yeah, he said, and he shared it with the SPCA, that he thought it was a rubber bat, and it wasn't. That's his story. As he goes, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. He thought it was a rubber bat because they would throw things. You know, that last Blizzard of Oz tour had all the bats and the spiders and everything and all the promos. And he said, anyway, that was... It really, the city reacted. Is the show going to be canceled? The show was sold out weeks in advance, and they kept annoyingly saying, are you going to cancel the show? I said, no, it's completely sold out. And I said, and I just talked to the mayor. He's going to come to the show himself. So he didn't, but he said, but anyway, no. That was, and we had a nice spaghetti dinner right before the show. And he said, I think that turned out to be a bigger incident than he thought it ever would be. I mean, a couple other concerts after ours, they were talking about the SPCA and people, you know, rights for animals and this and that. And it was a mistake, you know what I mean?
Just how popular was Ozzy Osbourne when Harvey Corky and Tice were promoting his concert at Blizzard of Oz tour?
Yeah, real popular. In fact, we used to sell tickets. This is before the computer days. I'm the same age as Ozzy, by the way. This was before computer tickets. And we had to go down to the central ticket office because the line was around the block when tickets went on. So it sold out almost immediately. And that's the old Buffalo Memorial Odd. We're talking about 12, 13,000 people. He was hotter than hell. He sold out, I think, two or three shows in Toronto in a row. That the Blizzard of Oz tour was a real biggie for him.
How do you think Black Sabbath brought heavy metal into the mainstream?
Pardon me?
How did Black Sabbath, in your mind, help make heavy metal become mainstream?
Oh, because they were one of the best. I mean, they really were. They had the guitar, Randy Rhoads. I mean, all their guys were top-notch. Any heavy metal band out there now will tell you the same thing. hard to do. I mean, there are some that have come close, but Black Sabbath, because of Ozzy, was a killer. I mean, they really were.